This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what I first thought when this intro music kicked in? It sounded very similar to Motorhead and Triple H's Time to Play the Game. It has a very, very similar beat at the beginning.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It is not. It's Rage Against the Machine.
That's right.
But it got a very similar sound. It's almost like the only other thing that I could kind of compare it to, just while it's on my mind, you know how... The song from Queen, which is, I can't think of the title of the song, and Vanilla Ice, and Ice Baby, Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure from Queen,
mm-hmm.
and Ice Baby.
Yeah.
The boom, 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 boom. It's got a very, 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 if not exactly similar.
I think there was a copyright suit of some sort for that.
Yeah, maybe. But that's what it kind of sounds like.
No, I get it. Yeah.
We do more than sports around here, okay, guys?
We try.
We try. Yeah. I don't know if we do it well, but we try. All right,
that's why we try.
Back to the phones, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Paul in Bowie. What up, Paul? How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Ruth?
All right, Paul, what's going on, man?
You know, we've been talking, and 70% of the time, I take Paulie's side, but this is a first for me.
Oh,
I'm 100% in what you saying.
This is a first time that you've agreed with me at all, or 100%?
No. I agree with you.
Okay.
But like, it's like a seven when Paulie or DC or G at the shop get on the phone with you. I got like 70%. I'm listening to them. But today, what you saying today, like DC said. Previous, we got to remember something. We went to the NFC Championship with the players we had. First year, AP's first year. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Now
can't take that away.
We did not keep people. We got rid of people. But like you said, this is year one.
Mm-hmm.
This is year one. We got 2 years.
Right.
And if you notice, the NFL today, the good teams, the top 10 teams, what do they do? They find players, free agents, and I'm talking about free agents, basically. Mm-hmm. They find free agents that are either getting ready to leave, don't want to be there, blankety, blankety, blank, and they sign them.
And want to come to you.
Right. But they don't sign them long term.
Mm-hmm.
like Louisville Wagner.
Yep. Yep.
They say, hey, 1-2 years,
yep,
if you work out, we're going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what good teams do. That's what good teams do.
Think about Think about this, though, right? I just thought about this as you were mentioning that. Sorry to jump in. I'll give you a chance to finish up. Laremy Tunsil's got 2 years left on his deal. Now, they might extend him, right? I'm sure he's going to be looking for an extension. I'm sure he's going to be looking for guaranteed money. But right now, he's got 2 years left on his deal. Deebo Samuel's got 1 year left on his deal. So they're two big acquisitions. If they don't extend them, and that's an if, not a when, that's an if. If they don't extend them, they'll be off the books by the time Jaden Daniels making any kind of legitimate money. So the cap should, as the cap continues to go up, yes, player costs continue to go up, but they probably, they might not be, I think I feel better saying that, might not be saddled with these big, heavy contracts outside of Terry McLaurin and, you know, maybe somebody else, but I don't even know who that somebody else would be. Terry McLaurin and maybe Laremy Tunsil or Deebo Samuel, probably not both.
Well, no, but this is the thing. I trust AP. You said earlier, Jaden is due in like 2 years, correct?
Well, that's the first time they can do anything with him.
Right, exactly. Guess what? In 2 years, the cap for quarterbacks is going to be like 65.
Mm-hmm.
We give them 70, 6 years.
Yeah.
We done freed up more money.
Yeah.
Just sign. Don't do a Dallas. Don't do a Cincinnati.
Don't wait.
Take care of the man.
Attack it early.
Once you take care of him, then you write like we are right now.
I agree. I mean, as long as he's healthy and still progressing and that arrow is still pointing up, you take care of him the second you can. You don't wait until after 4 years or after 5 years and start franchise tagging and all of that nonsense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially, that's why I said, we as fans, we don't see this.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this in almost 30 years, but I'm saying trust AP.
I got you.
AP is working some magic.
AP we trust. Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Think about it. 1 year, we in the championship.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm going to give you I don't know if you've been listening, but I'm going to give you two random NCAA tournament first round games. I just want you to pick straight up winners, okay? Help me fill out my bracket.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an easy one. Number one, Duke, but we don't know Cooper Flagg status, and the other kid who missed the ACC tournament against either American or Mount St. Mary's in the 1-16 matchup. Who you got?
Duke.
It's easy. Okay. Can I say something after you give me another pick?
Yeah, I'm going to say something.
Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Number five, Clemson, and number 12, McNeese in Providence on Friday, on Thursday, tomorrow.
Hold on. It's in Providence?
Yeah. Clemson and McNeese. You're going with McNeese? All right. The 12-5 matchup. All right. There we go.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yep.
This is the first year I have never played I haven't played a bracket.
Mm.
Right now, I love the women's game. And I love the other game. But when you pick brackets, you're not actually watching
the
team. You're just cheering.
Of course. And you don't have to know anything about the teams. You just have a little
exactly.
fun.
But this year, I'm like paying a little bit more attention to these teams.
Yeah. All right.
That's why I didn't do a bracket this year.
All right. I got you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Good call. Good to hear from you out in Bowie. All right, let's get to let's go to Little real quickly here. What's up, Little? How are you?
Bruce, a shout out to my man Max. Let me help you out, Bruce.
Yes,
let me help you out. Look,
yes,
check this out.
Little, Little, before you start, you were 1-1 on your picks, according to my sheet here. You had St. Francis winning last night. They lost at the buzzer to Alabama State. You had North Carolina, and they only won by like 600 points last night against San Diego State.
Yeah, I ain't picked that up. I ain't know I went with St. Francis, but okay. Let me help you out. We win it all this year. Goodbye, Tussle. Goodbye, Debo.
Ooh.
The Rooster, here's the motto with AP doing. We're going to win it this year. We're going to get there. And I'm going to tell you now, you got a caller that calling in, Bubba Banks. He said he got $1,000 if we get to the championship game. He can't see us getting there. Rooster, I got us getting to the big show. I ain't going to say we're going to win it, but I'm going to throw another team in there. Commanders versus Buffalo, Super Bowl 60. You heard it from Little. Now, I'm going to tell you now, that's the motto to win it this year, and we ain't got to worry about Debo or Tussle. Because guess what? AP can build it through the draft now. Now, let me give you my two picks.
Yes.
That I think he's going to go after. I think he's going to go back for the 29th pick. He's going to go back a couple and maybe pick up a number two. But I think we're going to get that defensive end from Boston College.
Devin Azaraku. I don't know if he's going to be there at 29. That's the problem. And certainly if you trade down.
He may be there late in the second round. And I'll tell you one other player that I'm hoping he go after, Virginia Tech running back. Other than that, man, I sound like a broken record.
Hey.
We done got heavy on the front line and got quick on the backside.
Yeah,
you know. All I can say is that losing Chin ain't going to hurt us, Rooster. Because Chin Henderson let the runner square up before he tried to attack. You got to get to that running back. That's why he always was coming off balance. As a safety, I played safety in high school. You got to get to that running back before you square up, man.
No,
that's what we got.
I hear you. Thank you.
On the backside, man.
Thank you, Little. I appreciate you, man. I got to keep the line moving because we got to get a bunch of calls in. Bashiel Tutin is the Virginia Tech running back. He's small-ish. He's not small. 5'10", 205, somewhere in that range. He's squatty is basically how I would, describe him. I watched a lot of Virginia Tech. Squatty might be strong too. He seems to run low to the ground. I think he can be a rotational back. I don't think he can be an every down back. But he had some big, he carried a lot of that Virginia Tech offense when he was healthy. The problem was he got nicked up because he was being used so much. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where are we going here? Lou, so he can yell at me before Paulie yells at me on my show. Caller's just invited to yell at me and yell at the host for no reason. What's up?
Chris.
Yes.
There is no yelling and screaming, man. I come here because I don't do the ass kissing unlike the other guy from Upper Marlboro. He got his nose and his lips far up in your ass kissing you. Like, I'm not doing that. I come on the radio because I disagree on some of the stuff that you said.
You're talking about King Athen in Annapolis, who's the smartest person alive on planet
Earth. Both of them. The other guy too. Gary, whatever his name is.
Oh, Gary in Annapolis, So you get mad when people
agree with me. No, I'm not. Why would I be mad? I'm just the thing that you say is like it don't make sense. Like you talking about we didn't upgrade, or are you talking about they giving them a B, whatever, A plus or whatever? Yeah, it's an A plus because we make some move, we got better. So all these people, he talking about we should have some Pro Bowl guys to come in and blah, blah. What are you talking about? Do you watch football? Like, I'm just confused. So all these people kissing your ass.
Lou, let me ask you this. Was the defense good last year?
It was okay.
It was okay against the pass. It was pretty bad. Yes, got better. Have they significantly improved? Or have they just changed the recipe?
I think we significantly got better on the running, like as far as stopping the run. We got big boys up in there right now.
Unlike
Fowler, who can't set the edge, you've been watching the game on the post, like in the playoff. He just getting doubled down.
Listen to me. Is that a significant improvement, or is that a changing of the ingredients / the recipe?
I mean, you could call it whatever, Chris. You could call it whatever, but I think, like I keep saying, if we line up against Philadelphia, what's his name, the running back, he ain't going to be running like he did like a year ago. I mean, in the postseason.
You better hope not.
I damn sure he ain't going to be doing that this coming season either. So I'm just, you know, I just want to get that out the way. But whatever that club you got going on, Chris, the little ass-kissing club, I'm not with it. I'm just saying, like,
McMahon kiss my ass club that used to play out WWE.
I can't do that, Chris. I can't do that. Look, we have fun. We have disagreement, things like that. I agree with you every now and then. But at the same time, I can't agree on when you say, oh, Philly got an upgrade on, like, the guy they signed from the Giants. Like, what are you talking about? Like, who was this guy? A waste of first-round pick. That's what he is, right?
So you don't think that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to Aziz Ojolari?
No, you don't.
Right?
You the same guy who told me Benjamin St. Juice was good, and you people calling and saying we got worse. I
did not say he was good. I said he isn't as bad as you
yes,
think.
Yes, you
he
did,
is.
Chris.
No, you said
Chris,
he sucks. You hate him. He's awful. He can't play.
Lou,
do you think the Los Angeles Chargers signed him because he sucks and because he cannot play? Answer me this. Do you think Jim Harbaugh, who I think knows a thing or two more about football than you and me, do you think Jim Harbaugh thinks, hey, I might be able to do something and make him a little bit better? He might be wrong.
Chris, but if he was good, why would we not, like, resign him? Why we didn't sign Jeremy Chin? Like, answer those questions. Because they suck.
Oh.
So
Dante Fowler sucks too, right?
Jeremy Chin sucks?
Or does he? Well, yeah, he said Jeremy Chin sucks. Benjamin St. Juice sucks.
Yeah,
Jeremy Chin sucks. Dante Fowler, right, sucks because they didn't re-sign him, right?
Chris, man, I mean, look, we could go on and on and on and on. Like,
I'm
I know you
asking.
Ain't you gonna cut me off sooner or later. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying he sucked, but I mean, look, he got all these. Come on, Chris, man, you can laugh you want, but
real quickly,
all I'm saying,
30 seconds. Do you worry at all that they're gonna become like what the Bengals are becoming?
No, they not. Come on, Chris.
I said,
do you worry at all, man?
Do you worry at all?
No, I'm not worried. Okay. I'm not worried. I trust in AP and what they're doing. This organization going up, man. We not going like these other crazy callers, Gary and all these Athens and talking about I'm kind of questioning the signing of Kinlaw, 3-year contract. Dude, man, AP got a plan. But these people want to say, if the team go, like, if they do something, like, I guess if the season go wrong and then they want to come on the radio and say, I told you so. I'm not with it. These are the same people that calls in and talk about, oh, this team ain't going to make the playoffs.
Right.
But AP we trust,
but St. Juice, who he kept for an entire year, Chin, who he signed and kept for an entire year, And Dante Fowler, who also sucks, who he signed and kept for an entire
–
and Adam Peters we trust. Whatever Adam Peters thinks, whatever.
Look, they plugged in these players and they done some good things. I'm not disagreeing on that. I mean, look, they are right. But they not the type of guys that we need around here. So that's why they came in and got their little 1-year contract and got out of there.
All right.
And so if you're telling me Jonathan Jones is not better than St. Juice, and then you got problems.
I didn't say that.
I mean,
I didn't say that. What you're talking?
But here's
the problem, and I got to let you go. Enough. Oh my God, my head. I try and give Lou a chance to kind of like make a point.
Yeah.
Well, no, he makes points. The problem is he kills. He says, and Adam, there's no fear, there's no worry, there's no, Adam Peters. Got it. Adam Peters is the same guy that, again, signed the guys that you say sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be one or the other, right? I mean, it can't be that this guy sucks because he wasn't re-signed by Adam Peters, who signed him in the first place. That makes sense, right? So we try... Well, I'm trying to give him plenty of rope, but Lou continues to kind of go in molasses. He's like in quicksand. And maybe I should be meaner? I don't know. I like to try and give callers a chance to kind of talk it out and to kind of breathe and to find their footing and to make points. And you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to think I make sense all the time. I mean, plenty of people tell me I'm full of baloney. But I think I think if you really listen, there's like a connectivity and a point and a process that we go through in terms of how we build our arguments on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 26 minutes after the hour, we'll keep rolling here on the phones. I've got a bunch of facts and stats and whatever and analytics coming up for the NCAA tournament, which begins tomorrow. It's our last show of the week. We'll be off Thursday and Friday. But the tournament games will be airing in our time slot. Whip around coverage via Westwood One. So make sure you enjoy that. Maryland, 4:30. Or so tip on Friday afternoon out in Seattle. All right, let's get back to it. Let's get to Larry in Annapolis here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Larry? How are you?
Not too much, Ruth. How are you?
I'm doing good, Larry. What's shaking?
Hey, I'm glad you articulated that well, because I wanted to separate myself from Gary in Annapolis, my neighbor. But, you know, we got some some different philosophies.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. See, I don't mind callers and listeners that kiss my ass a little bit, right? Because, I mean, you know, it always feels good to be praised, right? Instead of See, I might be the only talk show host in America that allows actually people to call up and criticize and try and run me into the ground, but don't expect that I'm not going to fight back like I do with Lou and Paulie.
Yeah, and again, I'll say this. We might disagree from time to time,
okay.
But I agree with you a lot more than I agree with Linnell, so to speak.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, even if we disagreed all the time, as long as it's healthy and you know,
course.
Somewhat civil, we're good. Anyway, go.
Of course.
My bad. Go right ahead. I appreciate you.
No, it's all good. The thing is, I'm not as concerned with, mm-hmm. or at least not in the vein of the Bengals, at least. If you remember, the Bengals, when they were in the Super Bowl, even as far as back then, people were saying they failed to address their interior offensive and defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So they rather, you know, obviously put heavy resources into their skill position players and, you know, they drafting and signing top dollar free agents to their offense. And I just don't see that AP again. Now, to your point, we may be changing the ingredients, so it doesn't seem like we've made big splash signings. But at a certain point we've all been in a case where we've made a recipe and it didn't hit like we thought it would,
yep.
But you just know that it only required minor tweaks. So I think this defense, especially in the run game, is a lot – all year long – the defensive coordinator, I don't know why – that's my man, too. I don't know why his name is escaping me right now.
Joe Witt.
All year long, he was saying that we're right there. The defense is right there, but we're just simple missed assignments, missed tackles, couldn't produce the results that we needed. So, you know, when you go out, and I know a lot of people were upset about Kinlaw's contract, saying it was over, nationally anyway, people were saying that we overpaid for him. But think about it. John Allen signed for $20 million a year. We signed Kinlaw for $15 million a year and then used that to go and get other rotational guys. So ultimately, I feel like that could pay dividends, having a lot of fresh bodies, big bodies to go in there. I think that's got to shore up the run game, and then with a helpful offseason with Lattimore and the new corners that we just signed, Sanders still is a dog. We expect him to grow. Johnny Newton. I mean, I think we got a lot of pieces that, although the recipe didn't come out like we wanted it to last year, we don't need drastic changes to the ingredients. You feel what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. I would say it's more, you know, like, again, tweaking or using, again, like I use the ingredients, right? You know, maybe using flour instead of cornstarch, I don't know. Or maybe using, I don't know, a basil instead of oregano, you know, like something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
I would say this. I'm not that, again, I want to be clear because I know what I'll be accused of because I brought up the topic. They are not what the Bengals are right now. A, the quarterback's not making anywhere near that kind of money. And B, I don't think it will happen because they have a better GM. They have a better head coach. They have a defensive-minded head coach. Obviously, again, they're free from a cap perspective, the quarterback, for a couple of years. But you could see where some of these problems may start to come down the line. If they decide to pay Debo the big money to retain him, again, that's an if, not a when, and or Laremy Tunsil. Again, we can deal with all that stuff when we get, but I do think just because they haven't signed big names that people are going to naturally react and say, well, wait a second, the defense was a problem last year. It was low ranked. Why are we not investing more resources? And that, again, is more perception than reality. But
right,
that is also
right,
a little bit of a blurred line because I can't exactly say, well, they have spent lots of money. They have invested lots of, because they haven't. They've changed the recipe. And if you include Lattimore, then I guess you could say that was their one splash move. But even that's in major question right now, you know? So,
yeah,
I mean,
one thing I would quickly add.
Yeah.
If I can, the one thing that I will say concerns me a little bit, ironically, in comparison to the Bengals, is I'm feeling like we might not be investing enough into the skilled players. I didn't anticipate that we wouldn't bring back Diami, or we didn't bring back Diami or Oz
or Zacchaeus. Yep.
That to me.
Yep.
Yeah. That. Oh yeah. OZ. I'm sorry. It's
no,
not
right.
Oz. It's
that's
OZ.
Okay. That's right.
that. I'm wondering. They can't put all their eggs in the, you know,
no,
in the basket.
That's
of
fair.
Debo.
That's fair.
Debo hadn't been that productive over the last couple of years. So
that's fair.
The plan there.
Yeah, that's fair. Let me give you two games to pick here to help us out in our people's bracket here, okay? Number 2, Alabama. Number 15, Bobby Moe, Robert Morris.
Alabama.
All right. I figured you would go there. I started writing it.
Yeah.
all right, Larry, one more. Kentucky, number 3, and Troy, number 14.
Friday night, Milwaukee. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm a grind out.
Oh, we lost him. I think he was going to say Kentucky. I'm going to write Kentucky down. Larry, if that's wrong, call back. All right. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We'll continue along with your calls. Indeed. Paulie, Jason, Athan. Uh-oh. All the usual suspects are lined up. We have two guests coming up, 3 o'clock, 3:30. My guy Johnny D from down in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, college basketball aficionado, will help us pick some of the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8. My guy Steve Cofield from Sin City in Las Vegas on a bunch of different things, including the tournament from a gambling perspective and more, all coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. No, the Commanders have made it official by officially announcing the signings of Dietrich Wise and Jalen Holmes. Not that we were expecting anything other, but, you know. Yeah. Also, just saw this. The Capitals are making Nicklas Backstrom available. Not unfortunately, not for a one-on-one interview, but via Zoom to the media on Friday in between home games, tomorrow night against the Flyers, Saturday late afternoon against the Florida Panthers, to discuss Alex Ovechkin's pursuit of the NHL. Did you know Backe still lives in the area? Still, you know,
he's still
not gone back home.
He's still technically on the team.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. that's a fair
him
point.
Him and TJ both.
Yeah, that is fair
technically
point.
Long-term
injured reserve Caps with a big win last night. It was tied 1-1 going into the third period.
Gritty.
And then they pulled away. And Tom Wilson.
Monster.
How many goals does he now have?
I think it's
30?
Does it start with 30? The three?
30? Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. That's just goon.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
I heard that contract was like one of the worst that we'd ever seen.
Yeah. He can't play. He just beats people up. He just hits people hard.
He's just Ryan Reeves out there.
The Capitals 88 points in 62 games. 40, 14, and 8. A 7-10 winning percentage.
I wonder what it's like on waivers. We should ask Ryan Reeves.
Yeah. A plus 60 goal differential. And
isn't it great?
Once again, the third period. Once again. I mean, they have been by far, and it was a trend from early in the season when they would not necessarily just outscore people in the third period like they've done a lot of in recent time, but where they would just go lock, stock, and just shut down in the third period. Last night, and this has happened twice, actually, the last two times they've taken on Detroit. I wanted to say Detroit, but where basically they just ran away with it in the third period, where they're, you know, again, not only shutting people down, which they did, but also just outscoring them. In the third period. That's happened twice in like 2.5 weeks. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but again, Tom Wilson scoring goal number 30 for the Caps. All right, back to it on the phones. Let's get him in. I'm sure he's going to have a major problem with the tone of today's discussion. What's up, Paulie? How are you?
L to the W.
Yes, Paulie.
No, Russell, you just want it to be a major problem. That's all. You live for it, man. That's all it is. Your day is not complete unless you catching some shots from me.
Mm. Unless I'm stirring the pot and waking you up, right?
Nah. Hey, man, shout out to my man Johnny D, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
He coming up here a little later. Shout out to my man Johnny.
Yeah, I know you're a big listener.
For y'all not familiar with Johnny D, man, it's about to be 15 minutes of petty-ass Italian radio with him and with him and Russell. You know it's true, Russell. It's about to be 15 minutes of pure pettiness.
That's funny. That's funny. Hey, by the way, I wanted to say something nice to you. We were discussing Daryl Strawberry and the comps and Dave Winfield and whatnot, and you texted me something that I thought was really interesting as a comp to James Wood. And it was, I don't want to take it away from you.
Oh, I said it was the Hawk, man, Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson.
You know what I mean?
Now, I mean, he was a right-handed hitter, obviously, as was Dave Winfield.
Right.
But there is no doubt about it, some comparables in my mind, at least, from what I remember. And I watched a lot of Andre Dawson, both in Montreal and Chicago, the way he had the long strides, running the bases, prodigious power,
right.
You know, pretty good arm, you know, all that stuff.
I'm not going to say it like I'm a big Nationals fan, so, and he ain't been too good. So I wasn't really, James Woods, he's a left-handed hitter?
Yes, yes.
Oh, he is a left-handed hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. I would say, man, you know, it's hard. Daryl Strawberry has such a distinct swing. It's kind of hard to really compare him to anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. We were just looking for a comp when we had, and brought it up, because of what Jim Bowden brought up, which is what I guess he talked with Mike Rizzo about, and you know, that's where the Daryl Strawberry thing came up. But, you know, we're just having
How about Hojo?
Yeah.
Oh, how about Hojo?
Howard Johnson? Come on.
Yeah, man.
Hojo.
Listen, it was just this opportunity. It was an opportunity for me to say one of my favorite Mets.
Talk about the Mets. How about Wally Backman? Hey, huh? Lenny Dykstra.
Wally Backman.
How about Lee Mazzilli?
Mookie, man.
Why don't we name every useless ex-Met that we possibly can? All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Look, far as the football go, man. Listen, if Cincinnati did have any damn clue of what they was doing, your analogy would be spot on. But they ain't got no clue, bro. Because if they had a clue, they would have took care of this receiver thing 2 years ago, and they would be able to sign Hendrickson now. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
And as far as us, man, I've been saying it till I'm blue in the face, man. You got to have talent to replace talent. And we didn't have a lot of A-plus talent. This team, this coaching staff, you know, mixed with Adam Peters, they did a good job of fitting basically a majority of a roster full of role players and putting together a team. You know what I mean? That's like on defense. We wasn't particularly strong at anything. We were just playing for a number of stops a game. We can get 5-6 stops a game, no matter how, you know, punting or turnovers or 3-0, whatever. We can get 5-6 stops. We figure we can score. We should be able to score 3-5 times a game and win the game.
See, the way I look at this defense, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, remember the Week 3 Monday night game in Cincinnati where they gave up the early touchdown and on a big explosive, but then they forced a bunch of field goals, and then they did give up one on 4th and goal. From like the half yard line, which they almost had the stop on, you know, but they forced like 3 field goals and then one was missed. And that's the way I kind of, look at this defense for the most part, which was a stop the bleeding, get absolutely gassed. Now it's a question of whether they can get it better.
And you forget you know who our MVP on defense was last year? Jaden Daniels. We used our offense as our defense also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So this year should be a little different, should be a little better because they know what the holes were. See, I said they're coming into last year. They're signing all these players. We're just going to have to play and figure out where the real holes are
right.
at. So they know where the holes are at. They brought us – yeah, they ain't bringing a bunch of name players, but they brought players in to fit the scheme of what they want to do. And we won't know. We won't know again until September as far as the offense goes. I mean, defense goes. You know, as far as and same thing with the offense, man. Larry Tunsil, automatically, he's our highest rated Madden player. Automatically. You know what I mean? So it goes to show it's not a lot of individual talent on his roster. So we're going to see this for the next 2 to 3 years into Jaden Daniels' contract, where we're going to be signing players on 1-year deals. We're looking for core players. Players that we know that we can get maximum value out of their contract, out of their play. And that's going to be here for at least 3 to 4 years. That's why Wagner's not a core player or Zach Ertz is not a core player. They're good pieces, but, you know, they're on 1-year deals, right? You sold due to their age. You know what I mean? So we're going to get the same type of turnover for the next 2 to 3 years because they got to build the roster. They got to build core players. And this is, to me, I think this is a smart way to do it because you keep doing that by the time you get to Jaden, then you'll have enough cap room to pay him his money. You've been building in the past with draft picks and free agents like Louisville, and we're crossing our fingers on Kinlaw, you know what I mean? And trades like with Lattimore, you know, and that should work out, man. Lattimore has enough talent and enough skill that, you know, he's afforded a bad season.
I don't think he's done. I mean? So, all right. I got you. Good call. Appreciation.
Hey, Russell, man. Let's
yes.
go Mets, baby.
Yeah.
Yes to the
there
W.
you go. There you go. Absolutely. Hey. That's Paulie. Get me in trouble. Oh, my goodness. 49 minutes after the hour. 11 till the top. Got to take a quick timeout. Come back, Jason and Laurel, next. We're going to be loaded up with guests after that, so we're trying to squeeze in double A here before the top of the hour, but trying to do everything. Trying to do too much because we got screwed at the start of the show. Not that I'm bitter or anything, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, along with Mad Max, we continue along, leading into the final hour of the show. Let's try and squeeze in as many as we can here. Jason is in Laurel. What's up, Jason? How are you, pal?
What's up, Bruce? How you doing, man?
What's checking, Jason?
Not much. First of all, I love the topic. I think it's a great topic.
Thank you.
And I have zero worry that we're going to be like the Cincinnati Bengals because we have Adam Peters.
Yeah.
And more so, you know, if I could add to the discussion, I think what you got to look at is where Adam Peters been, what he's been a part of, New England, Denver, San Fran, the teams that he's been a part of building. You know, when he was with New England, they had a good quarterback. They had a good quarterback, and they drafted chess pieces on defense and, you know, lacrosse players to play wide receiver, and they had a lot of success. He goes to Denver, they built a great defense. They get a veteran quarterback. They won a Super Bowl. He goes to San Fran. Again, they build a great offensive and defensive line, great defense. So that's what he's been a part of. So I don't think we're going to overspend on one side of the ball. And, you know, I do think Jane's probably going to be the best guy that he's ever drafted. But with this coaching staff and this defensive coaching staff, he's definitely going to build a defense.
You know what's interesting, what you just said? I was trying to think in my mind. You did a good job chronicling it, but different styles of teams, right? Different ways to win games, different ways to build teams, right? And that's, to me, a sign of a good GM, just like it is the sign of a good head coach, right? A good head coach generally is one that adapts to his players, not just shoves a scheme. A good general manager should be able to build a team several different ways. Like, you know, build with what's available. Build with what the trend is. Build with what maybe you inherit and what you don't inherit.
I mean, so. I agree totally. And I think if you look back, you know, I mean, do you remember those New England teams? I'm not sure if he was there when this was going on, but they got Randy Moss. They got, like, that Cincinnati running back that was real good. They got, like, aging guys that were still good.
He was there, I think, until 2009, but I would have to double-check the exact year. So he was there when Randy Moss was there, yes. Corey Dillon, Antoine Smith, if you remember him. Formerly, you know, was with the Bills. I covered him. That's why I remember him. You know, that type of thing. Yeah, he was there. I mean, and now he wasn't a general manager, obviously, and he wasn't even the top, like Scott Pioli was, but he was part of that scouting staff. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So,
hey, Chris, one last question. If they did the thing that the Detroit wanted, what would their seeding been last year? Were they in the fourth seed?
The Commanders, what their seeding would have been? So they wanted the number one seed, which was them. So then
two would have been Philly.
We were 12, right? We were 12-5, right? Yeah. Because what they're saying is, regardless of whether you're a division winner or a wild card, and they had 12 wins. They were the sixth seed, so they would have been better than. They wouldn't have been better than Minnesota. So it wouldn't be.
No, but we would have been better in Tampa.
Right.
And
right. So it would be the fourth seed, I think. If I'm counting right. Yeah, it's a good question. I want to double check that, but I think you would have been the fourth seed. Let me give you two games before I get out of here, okay? We've already filled out the first round, so I'm going to ask you for a second round action here. Second round picks. Number one seed overall, Auburn, and number nine, Creighton, who was picked to win by double A. Who do you got? In the sweet to get into the sweet.
I would take Creighton. I actually like Creighton in that man. I picked that on my own bracket.
All right. That's a popular, trendy pick because Auburn, everybody's out on. And let me give you another one here. Let me give you Michigan State and New Mexico. Michigan State and New Mexico in the
this
two
is total rationale 10. Out the window. I'm just picking New Mexico because I can't pick Michigan State because they beat us. It's going to be New Mexico.
There you go, baby. Appreciate you. Always good to hear from you, Jace. Thank you. Hope all is well. All right. Tell you what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to take a break. We'll come back. My guy Johnny D from Norfolk and Virginia Beach will join us. And from the Drive with Johnny D in the mornings, I'm part of his show on Tuesday mornings. So he's going to come on and he's going to help us fill out some picks in our ridiculous People's Champion type bracket here. We know nothing. I know a little something. Some people know a little crumb here and there. Overall, nobody really knows anything. They just know how to fill out a bracket. Johnny will help us with that. And we'll chat about some other things on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.